Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. We will see now in this Mishnah how a person himself can be viewed as a type of obstacle in Rishus HaRabim that he is chayiv for. Shnei kadorin shahayu mahalchin ze achar ze. You have, literally means two potters. Potters are like individuals who create pottery, right? So they were walking one behind the other in Rishus HaRabim. V'nitkal harishon v'nafal. And what happened was, the first person who was in front, he fell down. And then what happened was, the one behind him, the second person behind him, he tripped and fell over the first guy who fell. So, Harishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni. So if the second person who tripped and fell over the first one who stumbled and fell, so the first one who fell, he's Chayiv to pay for the second guy who fell over him and got injured. Yeah, he's Chayiv to pay for his injuries, the damage done to him. And the basic idea is that the person fell, and as soon as he fell, he is responsible, if he can, to get up before the other person would go ahead and fall over him. And since he failed to go ahead and do that, so then he's going to be chayiv for any nezek that his body causes. Now, it's interesting. Why does the Mishnah discuss kadorin? We don't care about what they're carrying. So why do we care about these people where two people who make pottery walking? Because the idea is that these individuals usually carry heavy stuff on them. And therefore, these are the standard people who might be likely to go ahead and trip and fall. Now, we're saying here, as explained by the Bar Tanura, that he's chayiv only if... This is the Bakanura says, he's chayiv only because haya yachol, this is the Bakanura, he says, kikon shaya yachol la'amol velo amad. Talking about where he had the ability to go ahead and get up, and he did not get up, but if he did not have the ability to get up in time, he would not be chayiv. The basic yesod here is, as we saw, that no one is obligated for creating any type of boar-like entity in Rishus HaRabim if it was created unintentionally by accident. It's only if it was created by some type of negligence. So therefore, he's not responsible for creating an obstacle, but the idea, once again, here is that anytime someone owns something in Rishus HaRabim, even if he did not create and not responsible for creating the obstacle there, he is responsible if it's his item. If he owns the item, here the idea is that this is his body, and his body is something that is the equivalent of his body is the equivalent of something that he owns. Nothing you own more than your own body, and therefore that's why you're responsible. Now, this explanation the Bar Tanura says is going with the opinion that we had earlier. Remember, we had a machlokes in the Mishnayis as to whether nitkal posheya or nitkal lav posheya. Whether someone who falls, is he considered negligent by the virtue of the fact that he fell and tripped? And that's a machlokes tanoim. And Bar Tanura says this is going with the opinion that this explanation here is going with the opinion, because we paskin nitgal lav posheya, that is why it's only talking about where he is someone who did not have the ability to get up in time. If, however, you held nitgal posheya, if you held that someone who falls is negligent, then even if he did not have time to go ahead and pick himself up, and he damaged the second person who tripped over him, he would be responsible to pay for the nezek. Adkan.